This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the rate of COVID-19 infection has slowed in Colorado. He said before the state closed restaurants and bars, the rate of infection was doubling every 2 days. Since those closures, he says the spread has slowed to doubling every 5 days. He says effects from a stricter stay-at-home order won't be seen until mid-April. The head of pulmonology at the University of Colorado School of Medicine says healthcare professionals are hoping for the best and preparing for the worst. Dr. Mark Moss says his hospital, UC Health, has enough equipment right now, but is bracing for a possible surge of patients.
I've never seen anything like this in my career. There are intensive care units filled with people that look like you and me that are on life support systems, and they were healthy a week and a half ago.
New financial relief options are in place in Colorado Springs, to help local businesses that are hurting because of coronavirus. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The city has partnered with the Pikes Peak Community Foundation and local startup accelerator Exponential Impact to provide up to $25,000 in low-interest loans to small businesses. And businesses can start getting that money fast, as early as this week. Meanwhile, the Community Foundation and B. Vredenburg Foundation have created a recovery fund that will give about $500 to qualifying local artists. These, in addition to a website recently started by the city with other ideas to help, supportthesprings.com. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's 41 degrees in the Springs, 38 in Denver. Front Range highs today will be near 70. This is CPR News.